2 weeks since the start of a partial government shutdown, 2 days before a deadline for the U.S. debt ceiling. Some political leaders say they're closer on a deal. Yesterday, one possibility was offered by Republican Senator Susan Collins and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. It would set aside funds to end the shutdown, increase the debt ceiling, and address parts of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. That's been one focus of the debates in Washington. Nothing is finalized. Any deal would have to be passed by the House and the Senate and then signed by the President. But Senate leaders say they're feeling more positive.
I'm very optimistic that we will reach an agreement that's reasonable in nature this week.
We've had an opportunity over the last couple of days to have some very constructive exchanges of views about how to move forward. Those discussions continue, and I share his optimism that we're going to get a result that will be acceptable to both sides.
One position you wouldn't expect to find on an NFL team, an infectious disease specialist. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are working with one to deal with something that's now affected three players, MRSA. It's a nasty little bacterium that might look like a pimple or spider bite on someone infected. MRSA stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. What that means is that it's hard to cure because regular antibiotics don't phase it. Three players in Tampa Bay have been diagnosed with a MRSA infection. They're cornerback Jonathan Banks, guard Carl Nix, and kicker Lawrence Tynes. We don't know yet how they got MRSA, but one way it can spread is through skin-to-skin contact. People can also get it when they touch something with the bacteria on it. That's more likely in places with shared equipment, so think hospitals, gyms, and locker rooms. Depending on the severity of the infection, it is possible to continue playing after being treated. Carl Nix did that before his infection recurred. It's not necessarily life-threatening if treated, and the NFL has dealt with dozens of cases before. Ways to prevent MRSA spread include washing your hands, showering right after exercising but without sharing soaps or towels, keeping your cuts covered, and washing and drying your workout clothes. As for the Bucks, they've had their locker room sanitized, and they say they'll do everything they can to stop MRSA from spreading any further.